Welcome to the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. Formerly, Something Came From Baltimore. Today is Why Is It Good and Why Is It Personal? And it's the James Brown Getting Down to It, recorded in December 1968 to March 1969. It's on the King label, and it was released to the public May 1969. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Joining me today on the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. My name is Tom Gallagher. Again, this show is called Something Came From Baltimore. In the previous seasons, we would do these Why Is It Good? And we would talk to musicians and ask their opinion as to why they would actually pick out an album and would ask them what they liked about the album. Very successful. And now, this series for this year, season 8, we are doing a Why Is It Good, Why Is It Personal, which is my picks. The intention of this is that even though that these artists have amazing albums, this is not in their top 10, probably not even close, but it's really good. Personal part about it, I will, expose them. Why is it personal?
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through. Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you.
Now, Getting Down to It is the 24th studio album. It's a pet project from James Brown, and it consists of standards. It's like he did Christmas album before that was different from his personality. Let's And now he is doing the jazz standards. He felt he had the ability to sing them well, and he had a deference, total respect for Frank Sinatra. And you'll hear that he has picked out some of those songs that Frank Sinatra has made successful on this album. He also was told that his knees were giving out, and this, dropping to his knees and pulling off the cape and that kind of production would cause a problem in the future. And he wanted to pivot to maybe something different. And that's what Getting Down to It is. Two of Brown's own compositions, Cold Sweat. Hey.
When you kiss me, and you miss me now, hold my hand, and make me understand.
Instrumental version of There Was a Time are included and reinterpreted in the same style. In 1969, Brown was on fire, and that year he released four albums. It went like this. In March of 1969, he released Say It Loud. On May, Getting Down to It, his 24th album. In August, The Popcorn. And in August again, It's a Mother in August. 2 months after the landmark Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, this Jazz Lounge album was released. And it's nothing like we have heard before or after. And that said, Brown sounds like maybe he was just searching, and it definitely didn't sell that well. It peaked at 99 on the album charts. Before we dig in a little deeper, I am begging you to like, make comments. You have a survey to like this album. It's in the show notes. Share it with your friends, the podcast, by playing it, and obviously turn the volume up, down. And if you're not into this podcast, give me the credit with the volume down at 3X and go ahead and do my other 500 shows also. I'll take the credit. Cash App and Venmos is also available, and that's in the show notes.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless they love you. Happy to be near you when someone cheers.
5 years ago, before something came from Baltimore, it was called Jazz 101. It was featured at WEAA 88.9 FM. And I did have an episode called Jazz and James Brown. And I was able to get the disc jockey and jazz fanatic, Robert Shaheed. He's a disc jockey himself and a musician. And he is currently still at WEAA 88.9 FM. It's a great radio station. And we did a whole show on jazz and James Brown. And we both really liked this, getting down to it. And he had some thoughts about the album itself. And we're going to play that segment right now.
This is where I feel. Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with the rain. Oh, baby. Sunny. Sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny, I'm so true, one so true. I love you. Sunny.
And I just say, one of my favorite albums of James Brown is Getting Down to It. Did not do well. It came out in 1969, but I think the recordings were before. Totally horrible album cover.
Really, wasn't it though?
Yeah, it doesn't really explain to anyone what kind of music that you're going to hear. But, you know, I wrote in here that, you know, one, I love it, and I think that it's James Brown just doing a twist on every kind of standard possible. Willowy for me is awesome. That's Life. I think that if
it's
you
magic,
yeah, if you're a casual James Brown fan, this is an album that, and if you like standards or if you just like to chill out, he has this album kind of puts you in a different space, and it's not James Brown. It's something else going on.
Totally something else. James Brown, he used to like to leave his show and go out and hear some music. He happened to walk into one of the clubs, I think it was Chicago, but I'm not sure. And the trio was playing, the DeFelice trio was playing on the stage, and James Brown was in the audience, and he said, can I come up and do it too? And he went up and he did, I think he did It's Magic or something like that, and they hit it off so well together, not in performing styles, but because it was a jazzy tune, and so he said, I'm going to take you guys in the studio and do a jazz.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
You know, it's so the timeline is, okay, The Place of New Breed was 15. 3 years later, it's 28. Mm. This is the 28th recording of James Brown.
And this was a unique time in James Brown's career. His doctors were telling him, after doing over 300-something shows per year, that he had to slow down. His knees were bothering him. He's getting water on his knees from dropping to his knees. And they said, listen, man, you ought to convert your stage show into a lounge act, man, because you're working too hard. And so this was one of his efforts to try to see if he could throw it out there. But he couldn't do it. He had to get back into those flaming Mr. Dynamite, hardest working man in show business kind of shows. And although this is a great effort, and he probably could have made himself into a lounge act, it's not just exactly what he wanted to do. But it's a period in his time.
No, but it just was, it seems so easy.
The DeFelice Trio is a group that, a hot funk band and soul band that James Brown was aware of in Cincinnati. They collaborated on one album in 1969 called In Heat, and we're going to play a track from that. DeFelice theories that he created a supper club in the outskirts of Cincinnati. It was actually in Covington, Kentucky, which is just like a bridge ride over to Cincinnati. And he created the DeFleece Cafe that closed in August 2023. It was open for 39 years. It was like a jazz supper club, and it had artists that appeared for years, but also notably it would be George Clooney's dad. George Clooney would show up and sit and watch the shows. The DeFelice Market is still open. There's a market that is run by the daughter of DeFelice. She ran that cafe also, the jazz cafe. After his passing, it looks like online, like it's like cool wine and they cater and stuff. So if you're ever in Covington, Kentucky, you know, definitely give them a call.
You're right my way.
Marva Whitney does a duet with James Brown, very first song called Sunny. She was in demand at that time period. She was labeled the Soul Sister number one, and she toured with James Brown in the 60s. Her biggest hit was a reply to the Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing. It's called It's My Thing. You Can't Tell Me Who to Sock It To. It reached 19 in the R&B charts in 1969 and 82 in the pop charts, and we're going to play a sample of that. Actually, this is my favorite song on the whole album. Getting down to it was special because when I was a kid, I was a big music fan and I was just begging for albums. My dad went through the cutout bins and pulled out some albums that he wanted to give me, and it was right around Christmas time. And at that time, I was into Paul McCartney and Wings and the Bay City Rollers and John Denver and stuff. I was kind of young, 1975. So he brings me two cutouts that one I really love and one I despise. The one I despise is the Curtin's Clearwater Revival. And I love Curtin's Clearwater Revival. But when I heard this album, I was like, ugh, it's terrible. And that was because John Fogerty left and they decided to do the album without him. And boy, was he missed. Okay. The other one was Getting Down to It. And it was a James Brown album. And when I listened to it, I was like, ooh, I can't get at this. I was basically 5 years old. And I kept it in my collection because it was James Brown, and I would pull it out until I get to a point where I was like, okay, I get it now. This is a hot album. All right. So this seems a little campy, I know, but that's what's good about this album a little. That's right. There's a little camp vibe to it. His Christmas album feels a little campy, but, you know, he's sincere, and that's how camp kind of becomes great. And here is his version of Chicago.
They do things they don't do on Broadway. You'll have the time of your life. Bring your friends, your kids, and your wife to Chicago.
You enjoy the Why Is It Good and Why Is It Personal. This album is fantastic. I love it, love it, love it. If you're a James Brown fan or want to learn about James Brown, Getting Down to It, it's hard to find. but it's out there. The show is over, and check out theBox.com. It's a 24/7 cool chill radio station that I'm on Thursdays at 7 and 10 p.m. Everyone, please have a great day, period.